As Malian fighters retreat into the Sahara, Mali finds itself in largely where it was last spring, faced with a 500,000 ethnic Tuaregs who have been oppressed for more than a century. It was the secular Tuareg group, the MNLA, who first expelled the Malian army from the north, and their forces are still concentrated in the region of Kidal along the Algerian border. The MNLA, which declared long ago that their goal is autonomy and not independence, may be on the verge of achieving equality, as Mali's interim president Diankonda Traoré said he is prepared to negotiate with the MNLA.
A diplomatic solution can only happen with a very broad form of autonomy for the Tuaregs. We must recognize that the Tuaregs are present in multiple countries, much like the Kurds, and that in northern Mali they have a right to a state. Afterwards, there will be a problem of similar claims in Niger, Algeria, and elsewhere, so there isn't a clear solution, but Mali cannot return to the times before January 2012.
Without an end to the marginalization of the Tuaregs, analysts say Mali is in for a bitter guerrilla war. That would really be a return to the status quo, because since French imperialists took control at the turn of the 20th century, the Tuaregs have been targets instead of compatriots in Mali.
Since independence, Bamako have been incapable of leading the region economically, politically, and even militarily. They abandoned the region and the illegal trafficking flourished. So the blacks of the south have marginalized the Tuareg and treated them in a racist manner for some time.
Analysts say the biggest threat to peace is that Mali's disgraced military, partnered with Paris and trained by the United States, will sabotage efforts at national reconciliation. Amnesty International and others have accused the Malian army of atrocious acts of revenge upon innocent Tuareg civilians. As the smoke clears from airstrikes, many wonder if France will finally use its regional influence to achieve lasting peace. They could follow the role of Swiss diplomats who have acknowledged the legitimacy of the MNLA and are working to facilitate a summit with the unelected leaders in Bamako. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.